This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 14th day already of October. 2014, I am your host, Alex Jones. The editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief, Joel Skousen, is going to join us to talk about geopolitical affairs, the Ebola outbreak, and the most survivable safe areas during a pandemic here in the United States and other parts of the world. When you're in a car wreck, once it starts, at least in the big car wrecks I've been in, unfortunately, things go into slow motion. They really do. You see that in movies. You read about that. If you've been lucky enough or blessed enough not to be in a really bad car wreck or train wreck or plane crash or something like that, then it's just Hollywood. But if you've lived it, it's real. Joe Biggs talked about being in Iraq and being in a huge IED that blew the back wheels of their armored vehicle hundreds of yards behind him, seeing pieces of paper and dust drifting past his face in slow motion. And that's what this is like, seeing the clearly. This morning I was reading over the news and watching CNN to track what they were putting out, and it clicked 100%. This is scripted. Now, does that mean they released the Ebola to begin with? I don't know. They have a history of doing stuff like that, so they're prime suspects. What I do know is the response is scripted. It is a stand down. We've said this a lot already, but it really clicked that we are in the hands of a criminal bureaucracy that sees control of Western governments and major Fortune 100 corporations that, for whatever reason, is bringing Ebola here and letting Ebola spread. And the question we have to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to sit here while they fly more people in than have Ebola, and while they allow collapsing, not my words, the president of Liberia's words, collapsing countries collapse into the United States because other nations won't take them. Other nations in Europe and the Middle East and Asia. Latin America is allowing the flights in, and the head of Southcom, as you know, last Monday, over a week ago now, 8 days ago, we played the clip here, came out and said that they think it'll probably get into Central and South America, and if it does, there's going to be a giant influx to come up here. So the United States is a big flashing neon sign out front the diner saying, hey, you're feeling bad? You think you got Ebola? Well, get on an airplane and come here and vomit and project blood out your rear end and everything else, projectile, diarrhea, all up and down the hallways of these hospitals, and then the hospital workers and the emergency workers and the police and everybody trying to contain it, they can all get it. Boy, that's a great idea. Just like it's a great idea to shut down most of our power plants and double our power prices. Just like it's a good idea to say that dads aren't good and break up families with tax incentives. Just like it's a great idea to give little kids 50-something vaccines by the time they're 2 years old and see an epidemic of neurological disorders. No, it's a horrible idea from the perspective of we the people, but it's a great idea from the perspective of the eugenicist that might as well be humanoid aliens from a distant star system here running our government, setting up a soft kill program to dumb us down and then kill us. I mean, they might as well be vampires or something from Planet X. They're not. They're psychopathic, sociopathic guilds working together in just a big criminal swarm. It's not even really totally coordinated. They just all work kind of in the same parasitic way, and you can just see the fall of civilization, mass mental illness spreading like wildfire, diseases spreading everywhere. I mean, we are a judged country, like Pharaoh. I was thinking about that this morning, and the judgments that came upon Egypt.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
An even bigger issue than the virus Ebola itself, now spreading across the world because standard containment procedures were default turned off. Not that they tried to put them in place and they failed, they were turned off. There was a stand down, just like on 9/11. And there has been a stand down here, and the establishment thinks that we're so stupid, maybe they're right, that they're going to get away with this. As you know, over the weekend, we learned that a nurse at the Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, where the first Ebola victim, patient zero, died last Wednesday. He really died on Tuesday. They told us about it on Wednesday. Had contracted it, and that at least 70 healthcare workers came in contact with him, not to mention him vomiting all over the apartment, vomiting all over the street, his children still being sent to school. I'm going to say this again, when they knew he had Ebola. I'll say that slowly. When they knew he had Ebola, at least one of the children was still sent to school. Your child's got the flu or a cold, they say, don't go. But, oh, this time, send him. And now, Ebola outbreak. UN health worker dies in German hospital. We have a healthcare worker contracting it from someone they brought in Spain last week. And remember, this has a 21-day, 22-day incubation period. May have mutated more to even go longer. And so we'll really start finding out how many people he infected in about a week. Because he infects them a few weeks ago, 14 days, 21 days, pops out. In another 6, 7, 8 days, we should have a countdown here. From my guesstimations, dead reckoning, 6, 7 days, get out a calendar. Hey guys, you print me off a September, October calendar, and then some of the dates of when he came in, when he went to the hospital. It was 2 weeks ago he went to the hospital, 2.5 weeks ago. Gets checked in the hospital a week and a half ago. Dies last Wednesday. So we're talking 2.5 weeks or so. Yeah, I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6, 7 days. But then they'll probably cover that up and just let those people continue to spread it. No attempt to track down who was on the airplane he was with or check them. No attempt. No attempt now to quarantine the other 70 medical workers. They're going to let them spread it. And then you know what that means. It means that it goes viral. And not viral like your video goes viral for your rock band or your hip-hop group. The bad kind of viral. Hundreds of people exposed to him, including children. Now out there spreading it. And you know the bad thing about Ebola? Most diseases that are in animals aren't in humans. They don't cross the zoological bridge, as it's called. Well, Ebola can be carried by your dog or by your cat. Or pretty much anything else warm-blooded you've got. So that's another little added goodie to it all. Is that your animals can give it to stray animals, and then it's in the population like it is in Africa, where it's in the monkeys and the fruit bats, and then it's quasi-airborne because the bats fly over and urinate and defecate in the air, and the virus lives in that, and then you inhale it. And you know the compassionate thing to do is going to be bringing the children of Latin America, when it starts spreading in Latin America, in ideal conditions, Southcom is saying, to come here over the open border and to show up at the hospitals for the health care. And then I saw the headline last week, weeks after I'd pointed this out, it's just common sense. I just point that out so people don't think that I'm just extrapolating and it's not actually happening. There was the headline, Ebola in America, good for Obamacare, because it shows a federal response and a federal crisis, and only the feds can organize against it. Yeah, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Gee, you got 7 African countries, it was 4, then 5 and 6, now 7, that have Ebola in them, and Spain and the U.S., and looks like they're covering cases up in Australia and other areas. But let's just say 8 countries right now. No, 9 countries. 7 African, 1 European, 1 North American. So you've got 9 countries that we know have it, and it's all during the flu season with compromised immune systems, and it's clearly mutated over 300 times in the last 6 months. That's the CDC and World Health Organization's own number. 326 times, I think, was the last mutation. Before, a big old, in years past, a large Ebola or Obola outbreak would be 6 people, 15 people, 21 people. That was the previous big one. Now it's clearly tens of thousands. They're covering up the numbers, still claiming that it's only 3,000 that have died. It's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that have now been in contact with it and contracted it. And it's spreading, and you don't block people out of those countries day one, like the British and the French and others did almost 2 months ago. And then you advertise you're going to leave the flights open so that middle class and wealthy Nigerians who've got it and other folks from Africa, Sierra Leone, can then come over here. That is a guaranteed recipe to spread Ebola, and now it's spread. And remember, Geraldo Rivera said, how dare you claim immigrants could bring Ebola? It's impossible. How dare you say that fish live in the ocean? It's preposterous. How dare you not support Obama's gun control agenda or you're racist? Just do whatever we say, even if it flies in the face of common sense. But now Southcom admits they think Ebola will probably come across the border. Now a second person has gotten it in the U.S. from patient zero. So the first person to supposedly officially contract it. And the World Health Organization is predicting 10,000 new Ebola cases per week. We've got an L.A. bus driver quarantined after a passenger yells, I have Ebola. So you're going to have lots of schizophrenics and attention whores running around declaring that they have Ebola. I think you could get Trendies to sign a petition. Like, we're going to do this here in Austin, and we're going to do it down on the border. And you have to phrase it right. Obama, our gracious dear leader, wants us to help the world. And as the CDC chief has said, leaving the borders open, letting the flights come in is the way to fight Ebola. So shouldn't we all sign a petition to bring the Ebola patients, not just U.S. citizens, but of the world, to the United States, and to not make them feel ostracized, put them in schools with our children? And I think the average trendy will sign it. Because self-destruction is their religion. Failure and collapse is their God. Now let's go over some of these headlines. Kurt Nimmo wrote a story for Infowars.com with video. Dallas nurse is Ebola airborne now. Scientific evidence Ebola virus transmitted via infectious aerosol particles. A three-year nurse at Dallas Presbyterian Hospital told a local television station she fears Ebola may be airborne because another nurse who religiously followed protocols in a hazmat suit still got it. That's what a lot of other top scientists are saying. We, of course, have been criticized for publishing those reports linked to the CDC. We've been attacked by the mainstream media for actually reporting facts, which is a badge of honor. Please keep throwing me in that briar patch. Most U.S. hospitals cannot safely handle Ebola patients. Another story breaking that down on Infowars.com. Sick passengers on Boston flight prompt Ebola scare, hazmat crews on scene. So even bigger than the virus itself is the hysteria. That's what I meant to get to at the start of the segment. Even bigger than the deaths, which are tragic, is the fear in the economy this is going to cause. And could they use, as I predicted before this happened, a bioweapon release as the pretext to smokescreen a worldwide economic collapse, blaming it on that, not the end of the fiat fractional reserve banking derivatives market? Another headline, AP, Ebola patient cared for by 70 hospital staffers. World Health Organization says Ebola is modern era's worst health emergency. Ebola epidemic has killed more than 4,000 people, they now say. Guaranteed much higher than that. Ebola camps, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, by Steve Watson. Fox analyst calls for quarantine camps in every city. That's right. Don't control the border. Don't stop the flights. Let it start spreading. And then lock up anybody who looks like they're a little bit sick with a bunch of people with Ebola, ensuring it spreads. I told you months ago that's what they do. Because whatever the most evil, evil, out-of-control policy is to make the crisis as bad as possible, this political class will do it. It's how they operate. It's what their mindset is. So there's some of those headlines. Let me continue with the headlines. After telling you it's no big deal, there's no crisis, there's no problem, CDC urges all U.S. hospitals to think Ebola and to get ready to respond to it after they brought them in. That's AP. World Health Organization, again, says Ebola is modern era's worst health emergency. Just thought I would throw that out there. They let it get out of control, and now it's going to give the UN and the federal government and all these central agencies more power when they openly say they want to reduce world population. We've got more on Ebola coming up. We will return and get to all the latest and some other news I haven't gotten to, cover some other news, and fire out the number.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
On September 30th, 2014, the first confirmed case of Ebola appeared in the U.S. This, combined with several other unidentified viruses, have some of our customers at 30dayfoodsupply.com concerned about the safety of our domestic food supply, resulting in a surge of our $99 90-serving kits. While we at 30dayfoodsupply.com have no expertise in epidemiology, we are aggressively purchasing raw materials that are currently in stock, and we intend to continue to sell our 30-day non-GMO emergency food supply for only $99 as long as we can. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 541-229-0010 and purchase our 30-day, 90-day serving emergency food supplies for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010, 541-229-0010.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live, back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites, again, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. the panic that is going to ensue out of Ebola being allowed to come to this country and spread is clearly engineered, clearly contrived, so Obama can put executive orders in, shutting down more power plants, going after the Second Amendment, putting our troops under NATO command outside Congress, launching more wars to support ISIS. That's in the news today. Turkish airstrikes hit Kurds, not ISIS. Turkey wants ISIS to conquer Syria. Yeah, they armed them to begin with. North Korean leader has reappeared in public. That's some of the news that's coming up. But the United States and the whole world is sitting on top of a derivatives and a devalued currency bubble. And I've always said they could use a global pandemic outbreak, whether real or manufactured or exacerbated, or a large regional war as the political cover to implode the world economy. At this point, statistically, maybe 200, 300 people have come in contact with patient zero. As they become infectious, let's say half of them become infectious. That's a high number. But let's just say half of them become infectious. That's 100, 150 people. If they don't get instantly quarantined and are allowed to run around and spread it, then you're talking 300, 400, 500 that end up getting it, and then thousands, and then tens of thousands, and then hundreds of thousands, and then millions. And if it gets to the tens of thousands that end up having Ebola, with the way this country's been trained to panic and hide under the table, if the media shows Osama bin Laden sock puppet on TV, it will bring industry and schools and commerce to a standstill of panic. And then the CDC will roll out Obamacare. Who would have thought federalization of health care would have helped coordinate it and bring the epidemic under control? That's the type of quote you'll hear. Because if they put real operations into place that they should have done on a micro scale, on a large scale, it will end up stopping it. And now they've set up the model of medical tyranny and Obama's expanded executive order about disappearing anyone with a respiratory illness. That's why they have the headline out today that is so incredibly important in Bloomberg, where top scientists and others are very, 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 very upset and are saying you should have had separate medical facilities to hold Ebola patients. You should have never brought Ebola patients here to begin with, and the medical workers have to be in full spacesuits. And you have BioShield government level 4 facilities. And so now they're saying they're going to take people to level 4 facilities and build camps around them. But they had to first let it get going, see? And so it's in the news. Oh, the CDC didn't follow its protocol by accident, but now they are, and they're relooking at it, and they're building these emergency centers for you. Oh, but they're going to keep the flights coming in to prime the pump. As Africa, large areas of Africa, collapses with people piling onto the aircraft to come here. Until it gets out of hand, and they're going to have checkpoints with cops with thermometers, digital thermometers, scanning your faces. The cops are going to be in masks. They're going to be getting it. All because the criminals that run our government brought it here. And you're going to have the media saying, people were down on Obama at first, but his response to it, he looked like a great leader. Look at him in a hazmat suit visiting people at the Ebola camp in New Jersey. He's got a lot of courage. Well, it's his dedication. Sally, back to you. I mean, you can see the whole stinking rollout of this scripted event, and it makes me want to throw up. Truly, truly insane that they would allow this to get to that point and only now come out and talk about putting in the default procedures. But if they would have put the default procedures 2 months ago, like Europe did and like the Arab countries did, this wouldn't have happened, and we couldn't have had this non-citizen from Nigeria with a fever, vomiting, flying back to the U.S. to try to go to the hospital to get treatment. And our healthcare system is so hopelessly broken. I've had them try this with my kids before. They've got a bacteria, or they've got a virus, and they try to give them antibiotics for a bacteria when they have a virus. They don't even test them to see if you have a virus or a bacteria. They just give you antibiotics.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to be very candid and frank with you. I don't want to sound to be honest with you, because I'm always honest with the audience. But sometimes I hold back the full truth because I don't want to be alarmist. But I am so angry right now that I am beyond even physically showing it. I am so sick of our criminal government. I am so sick of the criminal special interest that would burn the country down if it gave them more power. And I am so sick of the compartmentalization where you can't even really hate the average big corporation or the average police officer or the average bureaucrat because they're just compartmentalized and know less than we do. They're not part of it. It's how big and complex the world is allows these con artists and these crisis creators, these wreckers, these vultures, to literally sabotage and screw our society over. 30 years ago, if there was an FAA air traffic disaster, people were fired. And if it happened again, they would fire the head of the FAA. In third world countries, if a dam broke and killed people, they would fire the head of the dam and sometimes arrest them. Now, when there's melamine in the milk in the U.S., nobody gets in trouble. They execute people in China for that. When our government screws up on purpose in Katrina and orders a stand down and a bunch of people die, FEMA got double the funding the next year in Congress for disaster relief. What does that incentivize? Screwing up. And then I see all the Bill and Melinda Gates, Monsanto preparation, like chickens with their heads cut off the last 2 years on Ebola and Ebola vaccines that are really live virus, nanotech, super science stuff. From eugenicists that run Planned Parenthood and fund all the big gun control groups and openly say they want to break up the family, hardcore psychopath, exterminist, beyond anything you'll ever see in a movie or read in a book, they make Hitler look unsophisticated. And then, I make a statement like that, and I think of all the data to prove it, and it makes my head spin. Makes my head swim. The Rockefellers that run the big tax-free foundations and run that whole program since 1906 and run the Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett Foundation, on record, funded the entire Nazi movement, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, everything. They run modern education. They founded the UN, gave them the property for it. They run every North American union, every Asia PAC union group. They run everything, along with the British and Dutch royal families and the Rothschilds. And they are flaming crazy people. Now, they would argue, no, we're in control and running the show, and we work 15 hours a day to do it. And it's actually true. I mean, I guess we've gotten to the point just ceding it all to them, going, okay, you can bring Ebola in, you can forcibly inoculate, you can come out with aerosolized vaccines and vaccines and food we can't escape, and we can see them hurting everybody, and no one stands up to you, so maybe it is survival of the fittest. Maybe social Darwinism is true. It's a cult with these people. David Rockefeller, I've had top scientists on and people this happened to, would in the 70s and 60s and things just show up at a university. Wouldn't even be Harvard or Princeton or MIT. He showed up there too. And would just show up in the lunch line to recruit, you know, the top 20-year-old scientist. But they're obsessed with test scores and who's the smartest. And then they recruit him into this cult. And they even tried to recruit my dad. It wasn't David Rockefeller, but it was the head of the botany department. Into this literal eugenics cult. And I'm here telling you this. This is not a game. Do you understand how evil these people are? So I don't know if they released this Ebola. I know it's mutating like it's never done before. Appears to be going airborne. And it kills 70% of people who get treatment in the West now. And more than that in Africa. And let me tell you, everybody thinks they're going to live forever. You think you're invincible? I buried 3 family members in the last 12 months killed by this mystery respiratory crap. It's just common mutated staph bacteria in these hospitals. You go to the hospital to visit somebody, you get it, you die. Family comes to see you, they all get it, they start dying. And because it was a real plague, and the hospital doctors said they'd never seen death like this, and it was all over the country, nothing in the news except a few local papers saying a lot of deaths and the hospitals are overtaxed. Because when it's a real crisis, they don't tell you it's a real crisis. And when it's not a real crisis, they tell you it is by default. And we're watching in slow motion like a car wreck. Or like watching a kid strapped down by Ted Bundy have their fingernails torn out slowly. We are sitting here watching the government bring it in, watching the borders being wide open, watching the giant population being targeted by a tiny psycho elite who believe they're preparing to sweep the earth of the human disease, all their movies, all their TV shows, all their programs, lauding the world without humans, life after humans, all these preparations. I don't think that this will probably even be the big one, as I've said for over a decade on air on this subject. I know how they work. I said they would do medium-sized and smaller bioreleases that kill thousands or hundreds of thousands in the West, millions in Africa, because that's where they've already gotten away with, you know, 45% of some African countries having HIV. They go check the sexual organs of the young girls. They've never had sex. And then they trace it right back to the vaccines. Even BBC had to admit that. It's probably 6-7 years ago. They're giving it to them. So where they've got air superiority, where they control the media, where they've got the people under their control, oh, it's just a bunch of Africans, kind of a deep-seated liberal racism, they can get away with giving 45% of the country HIV and killing them. But they'll have it rolled out, as I predicted, with an Ebola or a SARS or a super flu that kills tens of thousands at first, then hundreds of thousands the next season, then a medical tyranny is put in place. Everyone accepts the government's the boss. They're in control. We've got to have total quarantine, total forced inoculation, or you don't want to happen what happened in 2015, do you? The winter of 2015, you know, where it spread all over the world and killed millions. I mean, you don't want that to happen again. You take your Bill and Melinda Gates shot, Alex Jones. And the public's not sophisticated enough to know they were behind the vaccine, behind the testing centers, in the country where it began to go viral and spread and mutate and go from 3 days to 21 days so it can spread further and farther before it's identifiable. But I may be wrong. It could go airborne this year. And then 70% of the people that get it will die. We're talking potentially about billions of dead people. And now they've got the armored vehicles in place, the checkpoints, the surveillance, all of it. I kept telling you for years, really about 17 years on the eugenics end, 10 years deeply on it. First few years I wasn't that learned in these things. I knew a lot about it, but nothing like I do now. That once they got their grid in place, once this system was in place, it would be the death of us all. You've got world leaders, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Queen Beatrix, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller, all of them talking about how they want to kill everybody. And before you idiot trolls out there watching make jokes about me starting to break down, listen, I got three kids. And all you stupid trolls who think you have a death wish, you won't really have a death wish when you're flopping around with blood spraying out both ends. Let me tell you something. The New World Order wants us all dead, and this could be it. I told you Homeland Security wasn't for Al-Qaeda. I told you it was for the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans and people that won't roll over to whatever it is they got planned. And you got Dr. Pianca that gets these world awards and at the time headed up the UT Biology Department, coming out and saying it's coming soon, the airborne Ebola. I'm sad for my family, but it must be done. 90%+ will die. I am ready. It is coming. And 90%+ of the people at the Texas Academy of Sciences in Houston stood and cried in up to 5 minute standing ovations when he projected a wall of red skulls and said the mass death is coming. Young women, graduate students, ran and threw themselves at him like he was Elvis Presley or the Beatles. If my dad was in the top 125 test scores across the board in Texas, and then they took the top 6 or 7 out of that and brought them in a room at the University of Texas and said, well, there's really a world government. We're forming a eugenics operation, and it's not like Hitler did it. It's going to be for the betterment of humanity. Of course, my dad ended up meeting my mom, getting married, going the quick route to medical school. Got it. He was never in all of it. But then he wondered why all over and over again the CIA would show up. We want you to work with us. We want you to work with us. We want you to work with us. It was only because he had been fingered early on, but he thought nothing that special. Out of Texas every year, they're pulling hundreds of people for this type of stuff. They've got a huge army in on it. Do you understand that? Brought into it when they're 18 years old. They brought my dad in when he was a junior in high school. He was already in a summer program at UT when they brought him in. Little Davy Jones. Do you understand how widespread is this? This is the real world, boys and girls. This is the real planet. This is where we live. And they wouldn't be doing this if they didn't think they could get away with it. Now, I want to be clear. Ebola has only come in with patient zero. We know infected one nurse in Dallas, another nurse in Spain. We're going to Joe Biggs here in a minute on the Texas border. We know that. But it, obviously they were around a lot of other people. I think it's fair to say it's going to be more cases. And they did this deliberately to let it spread. That guy should have been locked up in level 5 containment day 1. Level 4. Here it is, Bloomberg. Detected Ebola hospital, or dedicated Ebola hospital, sought after nurse's infection. U.S. and local health officials want to set up dedicated hospitals in each state for Ebola patients. Part of a new emphasis on safety and health care workers after a nurse caring for an infected patient in Dallas tested positive for the virus. Folks, the CDC goes on to say they're rethinking its existing infection control. No, they turned off the default, which we've been telling you for months. We told you when they brought in people with Ebola, it was going to spread from them, and it is now. See? It was on purpose. They study this. They're the experts. They knew. Our government wants Ebola spreading in America, and they think, here's the big one, that they're going to get away with it. Cops, firefighters, EMTs, medical workers, you're going to be the front lines of getting this. So remember what your loyalty to this suicidal system did when you get it and your kids get it. I'm sorry for your kids. I'll probably be blamed for trying to stop it. I understand how it works. I understand. So just remember, this is what giving in to the New World Order does. This is what living in fantasy land does, okay? And for the general public, hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy all of it. Because if we don't put massive pressure on them now to immediately lock up everybody who's come in contact with these patients, we're talking thousands of people have to be locked up now. No, they're going to let that spread, and it's going to be millions. They want it to get to a critical mass. Then they're going to clamp down, and it's going to be hell. Now let's go to Joe Biggs down there with Josh Owens. I want to be clear, folks. The border region is not even the place that's a hot zone. The entire of America is. Hospitals are the hot zones. Clinics are the hot zones. Not the border. We're down on the border where people would come across who have it to go to the hospital. That's where the real hot zone is, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biggs, what are you seeing down there? What's your take on what you just heard me talk about?
Joe Biggs, Infowars.com. I'm at Andalusia Park in Mission, Texas. Now, right behind me is the Rio Grande, as you can see, and just across the water, that's Mexico right there. We're at the park yesterday we were harassed by police for being here. And right now, if Josh pans around, you can see there's a police officer who's followed us over here to keep an eye on us. We're obviously media. We're sitting here filming, and they're following us. Meanwhile, tons of other vehicles are coming through, and no cops are bothering them whatsoever. It's just us, the journalists, out here.
That's because they've caught, just like in Ferguson, the police. It's not looters that are the problem. It's press that are nonviolent. Everywhere they're being programmed that we're the enemy.
Yeah, because we're the ones who want to expose the truth, what's really going on. They hate that. They don't like that. We're the outlet for the truth, for the entire people to see. They hate every single bit of that.
Absolutely. Tell us what else you've seen.
Well, yesterday I took Josh to a couple spots. You know, I've been out here to McAllen quite a few times over the months. And, you know, over the past few months, we've been reporting how there's just been nobody, wide open areas. We got out there yesterday. There was Army out there, Air Force. There was a soldier on each Humvee on top with binoculars looking. Helicopters in the air. The park here where I'm at, there's, I would say, maybe 20, 30 police vehicles. Boats set up. Helicopters are flying by every now and then. They've definitely amped up their security. And I don't know if this is for the cry about, you know, with what Governor Perry did, trying to call in the National Guard, or is this because of what General Kelly said over the week, talking about how the Ebola virus had come into Central America and then essentially start spreading through there and then pushing all the patients who know they've been in contact with somebody and are scared and want to try to live, so they're going to come into America. So who knows at this point, but they've definitely amped up security, and it's not easy to move around here as much anymore.
Well, that's good, because you're supposed to have the feds on the border. That's the only place they're supposed to be. You're supposed to have the Army on the border. Now, were those big Army or National Guard you saw,
The Army I saw was National Guard because it had that little arrowhead patch with the T, so I think that's the Texas National Guard. But the Air Force, I'm not sure why they would be out here.
Well, what type of aircraft were they? Probably running infrared, or what do you think?
They just had a Humvee with some kind of device on top, so I'm not sure. Maybe some kind of listening device. That's all I could, come to a...
Well, great job on that. Try to get up there and interview some of those folks or try to talk to their public affairs person.
Yeah, I tried to talk to some of them yesterday. They said we couldn't talk to them. We couldn't film them. So, I mean, they didn't want us to be around them anywhere.
Well,
near
by the way,
you,
I mean, they can't tell you that you can't film them. I mean, they can refuse an interview, but they can't tell you not to film them.
Yeah.
Did we get footage of them?
Yes.
Good job. Let's get those reports out. Well, you heard me ranting earlier, and you were on air a month ago saying the same thing when you were down on the border. The default was to put them in special level 4 emergency facilities they have under BioShield, 36 locations. They already are set up for this. It was never put Ebola patients in the mainline Atlanta hospital or the mainline Dallas hospital with people untrained to deal with it. Of course it was going to give healthcare workers the disease. So now they're letting them fly in. As reportedly, people are coming off airplanes vomiting in Boston, New York, you name it, out of Africa. People are on strike now. We're into week 2 as airline workers freak out. Who knows how many Ebola victims that are carrying the disease as vectors are already in the U.S., Joe. What do you think is really going on here?
Well, you got to think, though, when this influx of the quote-unquote children were coming across the borders, what did we start building along the borders, Alex? All these different facilities to house them. Now we have that same facility that Don, Kit, and John Bowne and I filmed when they were putting it up and getting it ready to bring in. It's still there. I drove by it this morning. I saw it yesterday. It's fenced in. They still have the FEMA bus in there. There's not as many of the smaller Homeland Security buses, but they've still got something going on in there, and it's secretive and it's shut off. So that's definitely a spot where they could be doing something like that, disappearing people and putting them in there.
Well, that's what the Border Patrol, from two different sources, have told us, one on record, as this has been going on for months. And again, it'd be one thing if they were quarantining people, they should be public about it, so it's not secret detainment. But then they would have default shut down the flights. If they shut down the flights, were quarantining people day one and grabbing folks at the border, I'd say, well, it's sad, but it has to happen. This is a very deadly disease. But instead, they're leaving it open while running what looks like a training op on the border to me.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing because, you know, all these other countries have nipped it in the bud already months ago, stopped those flights from West Africa. So the American people still are blind to the fact that this is a planned event. You know, our government's left the borders wide open down here where we're at now, and they've left the air completely open. They're letting the planes fly into our airspace from West Africa. They're allowing this to happen to create this huge outbreak, this pandemic. And like you said, once it gets to a certain point, that's when they enact those FEMA camps. That's when they start detaining people. Every time you have a cough, you look like you have some kind of respiratory illness. Then President Obama's executive order comes into play. Then you start being detained. The next thing you know, everybody's getting scooped up by the busloads and ushered off to some camp.
I think the verdict's clear. I'm going to open the phones up in the third hour after Joel Skousen leaves us. But there's no other way to look at it. The government is run by criminals. They have allowed people to come in to create a big crisis so they can have political distractions from all of Obama's scandals and bring in medical tyranny and a precedent for forced inoculation with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That's what this is. That's how you bring down a country. That's how you bring in tyranny. They used Al-Qaeda that they funded and helped protect to bring in the police state. Now they're going to use the police state on the Ebola that they protected as well. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, Joe.
Well, they're using this as a way, too, to push the flu shot. Just 2 days ago on Fox, on that Judge Jeanine show, Justice, she had on a doctor from New York City, and he said, you know, right now is like there's a huge scare because everybody that has a cough, they automatically get quarantined, brought into a hospital, and everyone's in a panic. And Jeanine, or Judge Jeanine, she goes, well, what are we going to do to stop that? How do we stop the confusion? And he said, well, everybody needs to go get their flu shot. Everyone needs to get their flu shot. Everyone needs to get it. He said it like three times. So this is another way to push a vaccine.
Exactly.
And he said, this is how we determine now. He's like, if everyone gets their flu shot, then you're not going to get the flu. So the people that have flu-like symptoms, we're going to already know, probably have Ebola. And that's how we stop that.
And by the way, let's walk through that fraud for new listeners. Look it up for yourself. The flu shot that they have predicted the year before, that predicted mutation, has never picked the right mutation, and on record lowers your immune system by 50% for at least 1 year when you take it against other viral pathogens. If you don't believe me, just type into Google, flu shot lowers viral immunity, University of Ottawa studies, University of Texas studies, Harvard Medical Center studies. Okay, folks, it lowers your immunity, so would you want to take a flu shot if it lowers your immunity to other viruses for at least a 12-month period, Joe?
Well, this is the thing, though. I've been out of the Army almost 2 years now. Not once have I gotten the flu. When I was in the Army and I was lined up like cattle and forced to take the flu vaccine or the spray, I got the flu so many times. I would get the flu horribly 1 to 2 days later. Then I would finally get out of it, and by then I've missed a week of work and lost weight. Then I would get it again mysteriously. And then the military is like, why do you keep getting sick? You got the flu shot. Why do you keep getting sick? We're going to give you an Article 15. You're trying to malinger. You're trying to get out of work. And I'm like, no, this flu shot makes you sick. Why can't you guys see that? Meanwhile, the guys who are telling me that aren't even getting the flu shot. The higher ranking people don't get it.
They on record,
force
yeah.
it. They force it on the lower, the younger soldiers. So it's completely total BS. I mean, that thing, don't take it.
I don't know any general enlisted that are for vaccines because of all the nightmares they've been through. That's why the military is so awake. They have been used as guinea pigs. They've been given the anthrax shot. All of it. It's disgusting. Joe, we're going to go to break. I want to come back and get 5 minutes with Josh. And then, great job. Get out there, finish your reports, and then do that man on the street, and then come back to Austin. Former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs now reporting from the border that General Kelly, the head of Southcom, says is where they expect masses of people with Ebola to come if it starts spreading in Central and South America. Thank you, Joe. We're going to go to break here and come back and get Josh Owen's take as well. He's the camera guy, but he's a great reporter in his own right. I want to get his view on this. Before we go any further, you know what I'm personally doing from my research for myself and my family? I went home early from work yesterday, and I went to a local community pool with my kids. It was sunny, and I got them 2 hours of sun. I left early. I got them early. I went, and I got them sun. All the major studies, all of it, sun is so important. That's why stuff spreads so bad during the winter, because the different chemicals and different hormones and different vitamins that don't get released in your body and don't get produced in your body, you know, it's not just vitamin D. Without sun. So sun is numero uno. Can't live with it, can't live without it. Yeah, it ends up giving you skin cancer later. But that's just part of it. You're meant to get sun, folks. That's why white people that are from the north have white skin to get more of it, because you need it. If you're by the equator, you got black skin because you don't need more of it. Comprende, folks? Especially white people need sun. And then you got black folks with sunscreen and stuff, the studies on them, it's even worse when they don't get it. So you want to get cancer, you want to get sick, bottom line, don't get sun. Vitamin B12, vitamin D, that's what I'm doing for myself. I take the Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, InfoWarsLife.com. Unbelievable what it's personally done for me and my health. Super Male Vitality to work on my glands and block the estrogen mimickers that make you all bloated and weak and lethargic. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. I just take it religiously now during the winter season, and it's certainly been helping me. DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com. And take my two tablets right now. It's got the organic CoQ10. Just go read all the stuff it's got in it, the PPQ, the BioPQQ, all of it, ladies and gentlemen. I was in a pharmacy yesterday, and they were playing ads for BioPQQ and how amazing it is, but to get a prescription for it. A lot of companies put it out that way. I mean, this is a nutraceutical. This is not a game, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsLife.com. You'll get this powerful BioPQQ and more at the lowest price it is out there with everything that's put together that we found. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I'm going to take a big, nice drink of this right now. I squirt it all into the water, mix it up, and take it three times a day, ladies and gentlemen. And it's had dramatic effects. You've heard the callers, what it's done for them, and it supports the broadcast. Info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
from the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.